Hello again and welcome back. Now everybody's these days talking about ISIL or ISIS or whatever you call it. But you know, the thing is that Saddam's generals are also a part of this latest crisis. For example, Izzat Ibrahim Adouri, formerly a senior Ba'athist military officer who served as vice president under Saddam Hussein, reportedly joined forces with ISIL to mount the takeover. Now, Dr. Al-Hashimi, we know that the former Saddam's general is reported to have joined fighters near his hometown, Tikrit, and even to have paid a visit to the grave of the former dictator in a symbolic moment of return. So, devils of Saddam are back.
Unfortunately, the case might be as you described it in the introduction. The name of the person who was number 55 on the wanted lists of the American after toppling Saddam Hussein, and on whose head the American placed some $10 million,
right,
have been a fugitive. And there have been a number of reports that he has been suffering from blood leukemia, which requires blood transfusion. The man has been in hiding. Some say Bashar al-Assad harbored him for a while at the beginning after the downfall of Saddam. Other reports say that some sheikhdoms in the Gulf provided safe haven. This is what I'd like to adopt. However, when there is a state of lawlessness in the area which we are talking about of Iraq, especially right, surrounding his birthplace, Tikrit, I won't wonder if he gets enough assurances that he can sneak in and pay that symbolic visit. But the matter goes much beyond that. In an article published a year ago by Colin Freeman in the Paragraph,
right,
he portrayed Izzat Ibrahim Adouri in a very well-researched article that he is the head of the Naqshbandi army. No offense to my good Sufi brothers and sisters all over the world.
Right.
The Naqshbandis are a Sufi trend. The politician in Iraq, Izzat Adouri, after the downfall of his regime, put on the clock of that tariqah.
Right.
And he is being meditating and leading an army under that group.
Okay.
So this is not an offense against Sufism as a way of practicing religion, but to highlight how the religion can easily be hijacked by warlords and failed politicians.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Now, there's apparently a coalition of people who oppose the government. There are reports that in the areas occupied by ISIS, members of the Ba'ath Party and other extremist groups are there, and that the ISIS, in fact, are in the minority. So, Dr. Qanbari, aren't we overestimating ISIL, do you think?
Well, I think there are some groups of people in Iraq that are, you know, following the same path that Saddam followed or Saddam established. And right now, they are following the very ancient policy of the Westerners that they say divide and rule. You know, because they want to, you know, overcome the Muslim territories to complete their own, you know, great Middle East program. So they want to change regimes. And Muslim awakening in Muslim worlds was against that, you know, initiative, and that was just stopping that initiative. That was Westerners, you know, understanding about Middle East. But after that, they wanted to hijack this awakening, Islamic awakening, by attacking Syria, and right now, they are coming and supporting some extremist group and takfiri groups to stand against very democratic regimes and countries like Iraqi people, like the other people. So within Iraq, there are some people who are against that democracy that is established by Nouri Maliki and the election that vote Nouri Maliki to be prime minister of Iraq. But right now, there are some people who are coming, like Ba'ath Party, like the other extremist groups, like the Naqshbandi that my colleague mentioned about that. So they are coming and showing that policy, the ancient policy, and they say this is sectarian, you know, things that we are experiencing and facing nowadays in Iraq. And Shia is against right now Sunnis, and unfortunately Naqshbandi people who are Sufis, and Sufism in literal meaning means pure people who are just detached from this world and worldly activities and worldly tensions, and attached to Allah the Almighty, and they practice all the time worship. But right now, unfortunately, they are going to be hijacked by politicians, not the true politicians, but the politicians who are following the way of the West, United States, or the Israel, or the other extremist groups who are enemies of Muslim world. And right. And right now, there are so many groups who are coming to agreement against the government that is based on democracy and the election of people in Iraq.
Right. Dr. Ghambari, you mentioned Sufism and Sufis and the fact that they actually are supposed to be detached from the worldly material things. But the fact of the matter is that they've joined ISIL, and we know that they're one of the richest terrorist groups, or probably the richest terrorist group in the world, and they're robbing banks, they're making lots of money at the moment in Iraq. So how do you put those things together?
I think it shows that it is totally being hijacked. You know, Sufism are just, you know, just claiming that they are Sufis. They are just mystics, you know, or they are following the mystical way of Islam or one of the sects of Islam. But indeed, unfortunately, they are following ISIL, and ISIL are the people who are, you know, following the way of Takfiri groups. And Sufism is indeed focusing on all the time peace, peace with people, peace with themselves, peace with God and the other rest of the world. But the Takfiri group are against peace. They are coming and saying, okay, peace is the thing that, you know, we can define newly and from new, not the way that people are going by their vote, by their election, right, by their understanding. No, peace is whatever we understand, and the way we are following, and whoever is with us is peaceful, and we can we be in peace with them. Otherwise, they are against us.
Thank you very much. We know that unidentified bombers reportedly launched an airstrike on ISIS positions in the northern Iraqi city of Al-Qaim yesterday. Dr. Al-Hashimi, we know that Iraqi television has claimed they are US planes, but the Pentagon has denied responsibility. The Saudi Arabia, for example, network, they actually claim that the raid was carried out by Syria, citing local tribal chiefs. So it seems nobody's willing to claim responsibility for the airstrike.
So, Bijani, this matter falls in the heart of the issue because, first of all, the city of Al-Qa'im is in the western part, not northern part of Iraq.
Right.
It is on Iraq-Iran border. This
Sorry.
Is one minor correction, but
thanks.
Identity of the unmanned plane, commonly known as drones, America have been using it in Yemen, in Pakistan, and I won't wonder if there is a limited use of it in the scenario in western part of Iraq. Because if you follow the trend of the news, the chief commander of the American forces, when he was questioned by the Congress, he said that the Iraqi, supposedly the government, have asked for some sort of surgical operations of that nature. if that demand was quote-unquote official and it's been adopted, so the different parts of the chapter complete each other. But there is a good chance we are fishing in muddy water.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go deeper, probably even some Israeli jets or airplanes could do such things in order to make sure that this group is not as strong as being portrayed in the media. Because within
Dr. Al-Hashemi, sorry,
days...
Right, if I may comment here, you're mentioning that probably this group is not as strong as it's mentioned in the media. You know, there are different accounts of how many terrorists actually form, you know, ISIS. Some reports say 7,000, and, you know, the highest number I've seen is 15,000 people. So I think probably we are overestimating ISIS and their powers because... you know, even if they're so rich and they've robbed the banks and they've got lots of money in the areas they've occupied, they can't be really that powerful.
I concur with this conclusion very much. I describe them as scarecrow type of things. Their names is being widely used by the Western media, and there have been some reports which came to my attention recently.
Right.
The ex-Ba'ath officers said that we are much stronger than ISIS, the other name of ISIL, which you introduced. Instead of saying Levant, they say Syria.
Yes.
But immaterial what the name is, this is an orchestrated front very similar to the Afghan Arabs, which were used against the Russia on the Afghani scene. And then after their role, you see the American turned against them.
Right.
Similar scenario occurred in Syria, and I am not wondering to see the scene in Iraq is a spillover from Syria. So the regional governments need to open their eyes and know that terrorism no border, and whoever harbored them, they will get the fire sooner or later. And including the Kurdish authorities in quote-unquote autonomous Iraq. They should not exceed their limits. They should listen to the wisdom. And if they want to do anything out of line, they are the first who will be burnt. Because this Izzet Ibrahim Duri, he was the one who reminded the Kurds of Iraq when Iraq was attacked by America and some 60 other countries in the early 1990s, that you could be silent or otherwise we will do another Halabja for you.
Right.
I'm sure the Kurds of Iraq won't like to see such people in power who will bring death and devastation to their peaceful villages.
Thank you very much indeed. Now let's take a short break. After the break, we'll have more on the crisis hit Iraq. So please do stay with Center Stage.